All right, folks, we'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, get busy. Show the plan. Push play, whatever you want to call it. Get the presentation in front of as many people as you can and find out who do you know from Japan. Guys, it's going to be absolutely awesome. You're going to hear about it. I can't wait to get out of the way. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and it is the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. This week is no exception. Come to this call with pen and paper ready to go because you're going to hear from the best of the best week after week. And you can't get any better than who we have talking to us tonight. Hey, listen, a couple of things really quick. You guys know that ambition registration is now open. And we have a special treat right now. They're giving us an incentive that if we break the 5,000 mark for registrations, and they've extended it now until the end of the day tomorrow, we get 5,000 registrations, they're going to increase our bonuses to triple and double. So they're giving us the incentive. If you know that you're going to Ambition, get registered. You get the discounted price of $149 on Tuesday. It goes up to $169, and they've given us an extra few days to make this thing happen. If we meet our goal of 5,000 registrations, we will increase the Ambition registrants bonus promotion to triple double, okay? You're also going to get more five-star points. There are lots of incentives involved. Listen, you need to go to events.ambitenergy.com. You can get the information there and certainly get registered. And as well, Ambit Power Trip, guys, it's getting closer. This is a really big event, okay? It's going to be at the Wyndham Garden Dallas North Hotel. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com. Got great news for you. The VIP registrations that include the Friday leadership breakfast sold out. As expected, they're sold out because we're excited about being there. And I can tell you something. If you're going to that Friday breakfast, that breakfast alone is worth the cost of admission for the entire weekend. The agenda is on the website, ambitpowertrip.com. Guys, get registered for that. Start a business presentation Thursday night. Leadership breakfast, corporate tours. We're going to have a Q&A and the vision from Jerry Thompson, possibly Chris Chambers as well. And then Saturday, we're going to be trained by our number one income earner in the company, Mr. Brian McClure. We have an optional lunch. Other events are going on. Power training through the afternoon. You want to be at this event in Dallas, Texas? Go to ambitpowertrip.com and get it done. Speaking of our number one income earner, we have him with us tonight. One of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide. He's already spearheading the campaign to turn Ambit Energy into an international company. Please welcome to the call, national consultant, my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you, Bear. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. You must still be at the Ranch of Pecan Bluff, entertaining all sorts of wonderful people.
Well, we did have a great weekend this past weekend. Had people from multiple states all over the country, the Northeast, multiple states, and a lot of folks from Texas, Illinois. Just it was fantastic, and looking forward to doing it with another group next weekend. And just got back into Austin, and I'm excited about what's going on in Ambit. I wanted to open this call up by trying to put my two cents in on Ambition registration. Ambit's had a couple of glitches in the registration process in the website, so it was supposed to expire Saturday night. They extended it to midnight Central Time on Monday night. My understanding is some people that were having problems have now gotten registered. Other people are still running into a glitch every once in a while. All I can tell you is that they'll get it fixed, but go ahead and get into your power zone and get yourself registered for Ambition. I was noticing as people were checking into the call, the vast majority of the people on this call are already registered. And so if you really think about it, what's the key here? You know, You can only control what happens for you in your life. You know, you can't control what other people do, but you can certainly salt their oats and get them to the well to drink the water. And what I want to tell you is that the key to ambition is not getting yourself there. That certainly is paramount. People will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. So if you're not registered, the probability is you're not going to get many of your team registered. But if you're registered, what you need to do is get on the mountaintop and shout it out, you know, that you're registered for ambition, and you need to get everybody on your team registered. And no better time to do it now than to save $20 if you're an existing consultant to get registered for ambition. So you need to work the people that are in your business. You need to, you know, make a written list. You can go into your power zone. You can see who's registered, who's not. As Bear mentioned, the points are pretty massive to help you for the 5-star trip. But even without that, you know, what Ambit has done statistically for the last several years, they've tracked people that are active in the business that attend Ambition as one group, and then people that are active in the business that did not attend Ambition in another group. And the growth after Ambition of the people that attended is several times that of the growth of the people that did not attend. And it's really simple. You know, let me explain for those of you that may be new to the business and don't know about Ambition. The kickoff kickoff session is on Wednesday. It's a great session. It's got some training involved. Then, you know, Thursday and Friday, there's training sessions, just all kinds of great information. So it's empowering. I mean, you're going to hear from the best of the best. You know, they'll take all the RCs and put them in one group, and all the SCs and another group, and the ECs and the NCs, and you had a third group. So you want to get yourself promoted. The marketing plan between now and then, there's no reason you can't do that, unless maybe if you're a brand new EC, you know, it might be a little bit of a stretch to get yourself to NC by ambition, but certainly wouldn't hurt to try. You'd put a lot of money in your pocket just trying, and you'd have a lot of excited people attending with you. But you want to get yourself promoted between now and then. You want to get into those sessions. But the learning's just not in the sessions. The learning's in the lobby of the Anatole or the various host hotels that Ambit provides us discount rates to stay at. The learning's in the lunches. You know, it's in the evenings in the lounges and on the buses to and from the events. You know, it's just the learning is never ending. And what I would suggest is that when you go to Ambition, you know, separate from your group. You know, don't hang with the same people. You know, let's say you're from Rochester, New York. There's a great meeting that Dave Lipinczyk and several others in Rochester put on every week. You know, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that have that as their home meeting that are going to come to Ambition. You know, well, a lot of times I'll see, you know, people not from that meeting necessarily, but I'll see people that see themselves are together all the time during the year. They'll hang together at Ambition. Folks, you want to get out and meet people. You know, if all of a sudden you get a referral in Chicago and you've met somebody at Chicago and you had that conversation on the bus, you know, you're going to call them up and say, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but we're riding on the bus to the general session, and you know, I'm such and such from Texas, and oh yeah, I remember you. Well, look, I got somebody in Chicago who could really use your help, folks. I'm telling you, it makes a world of difference if you've got a personal relationship and that person just goes out of their way to help you. Not that people aren't going to help you otherwise, but it's a great way to network. So it's another great benefit of Ambition. And then of course, the general session on Saturday. I explain it this way. It's like Tinkerbell goes to the American Airlines arena and sprinkles some sort of pixie dust over everybody in attendance, and your belief level goes up. You know, doubt will take you out of action. Action will take you out of doubt. The higher your belief level, the more confident you are. The more confident you are, the more that comes across as you're talking to people about the business, as you're dealing with your consultants. And I can just tell you the traction that comes out of Ambition is just incredible. you know, for the first time, we're going to have an ambition with an international presence. You know, I will promise you that there will be Japanese flags being waved in the American Airlines Center. You know, there's going to be interpretation from English to Japanese. You know, we always have deaf interpretation. Well, now we're going to have Japanese interpretation. I'm telling you, it's going to be huge. And a lot of those people that are going to come over from Japan are going to be in the organizations of people that are on this call, the people that are the doers. You know, there were tens of thousands of people got the email about this call. You know, we'll have several hundred on this call Sunday to Sunday. So I'm sure we have several hundred on the call tonight. But the bottom line is tens of thousands knew about the call. You know, it didn't surprise me at all that the majority of the people on here, you know, said that they were registered for ambition. You know, the bottom line is the people that get on this call are the people that are taking action because, you know, all the positive thought in the world won't make any money. It's only massive positive action that'll make you money. And so here's the massive positive action with regard to ambition. First, you need to get as many people, including yourself, I don't care where you are, I don't want to hear the excuses, including yourself to Power Trip, okay? You need to get yourself to Power Trip the third weekend of April. You need to get your group to Power Trip the third weekend of April. Folks, I'm not going to do Power Trips forever, you know? I'm not saying that I'm not going to keep doing them for the next couple of years, but just like I trained every single Saturday at the training center in Irving, Texas that I had for 3 years, just about every single Saturday except for major holidays and a few Saturdays when I was traveling, week after week after week, you know, those days are gone, you know, and the days are going to come and go when Brian McClure is doing the training at Power Trip. You know, there's going to come a day where I'm going to be sitting on the beaches and I'm going to show up for as long as I'm the number one income earner, which probably won't be a whole bunch of more years before somebody surpasses me. And I'm going to retire, you know, and I'm not going to be doing Power Trip and just like I'm not doing the training center anymore. And I'm not going to be doing these Sunday night calls. And I'm going to have made my mark, my impression. I'm going to have helped an awful lot of people. I will have duplicated myself several times over. There's people that have gotten in this business and are better at this business than I am. Ray Monty being the first one that pops in my mind. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, everybody gets involved in this business to move on, to enjoy life, to go see the world, do whatever it is they want to do. There's nobody that gets involved in Ambit Energy say, I want to make a bunch of money and I want to die doing Ambit Energy. I mean, you know, what you want to do is retire and go enjoy life. And so all I can tell you is that for this Power Trip and for those of you that are on the call from Texas, I can tell you next fall in November, we haven't set those dates yet. It's going to be back in the Northeast, probably in the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. We haven't started to look for a venue. Then next spring, it's probably going to be in Chicago, Illinois. It's probably not going to come back to Dallas. Certainly isn't going to come back in 2017 or 18. It might not be in Dallas until 2019. So if you're anywhere in Texas or you have anybody in Texas, this is going to be the last Power Trip in Texas for quite a while. Okay, we'll go to the Northeast in the fall of 17 and 18, and in the spring of 18, things keep working the way they're working in Chicago. We were supposed to go this spring, but Louisa McDaniel, my right-hand person, got pregnant. She wasn't going to be able to fly to Chicago, so we moved it back to Dallas. So it's probably going to be 2019 before we're back in Dallas. So go to ambitpowertrip.com, get yourself and your people there. At that event, we're going to talk about the importance of ambition. You know, if you haven't gotten somebody committed to ambition, they're not going to leave Power Trip without being committed to going to ambition. And I already know that there are going to be some blockbuster announcements. You know, I don't know what they are, but, you know, what I can tell you is that there's a trend occurring in Ambit Energy, and that trend is going to continue. And I'm just telling you that you're not going to want to miss that Saturday event. Not only do we hear from our co-founders, Chris Chambliss, our chief marketing officer, and Jerry Thompson, our chief executive officer, but, you know, we get the top 50 income earners, and then down to the top 10 income earners, and we get all the award winners, the most prestigious award in Ambit Energy, won by Diana and Tony Procopio last year, the Thompson Leadership Award, along with the Impact Award, Crystal Sphere Award, the Ronnie Kirkland Perseverance Award, Pure Energy Awards. You know, so there's a lot of recognition, but there's a lot of really great entertainment as well. And I'm telling you, that evening, there's a culmination event, a black tie event for people that qualify for that, and then a big celebration afterwards. And then everybody just, you don't even need a plane to get home. You can just kind of float home. So, you know, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on ambition. As we get closer, we'll have some special calls about ambition. But I wanted to spend some time on the call tonight about ambition, because the price is going to go up, and shame on you if you don't go ahead and save the money. Don't get discouraged if there's a problem, you know, and you can't get it to take. Just close out your computer and try again. We had to try several times before I got registered. Other people go in and it works the first time. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know people are able to get through and register. So, you know, we just got to get on the Whatever It Takes program, make that work. They'll probably have it running like a sewing machine on Monday. So I wanted to cover ambition. I want to encourage everybody to go to ambitpowertrip.com. We've got a big room this time, so it's not close to selling out, but it sells out, or I think it sold out every time except for one time. So all I can tell you is go to ambitpowertrip.com. Get yourself a ticket. You can grab a couple extra tickets. Make sure that you've got them. You can always transfer the name. Get yourself registered for Power Trip. Get your people to Power Trip, and let us help you get them to come to Ambition. So, I want to switch. In the last few weeks that I've been on the call, we've had some great speakers, and you know, just heard all kinds of wonderful things about Joey's call and so on and so forth on this call, but. You know, I wanted to talk about Japan again, because, you know, I the number of calls that I've gotten, you know, I was talking to Mary Yarrow the other day, I was talking to Deb Burke, I was talking to this one, that one, you know, I could go on and on with the names, you know, three-way calls and so on and so forth, and something occurred to me, you know, we're not even in pre-launch yet, you know, we're waiting for our approval, it's imminent, it's going to come any week now. You know, we're hopeful that the pre-launch, though they haven't announced it yet, they can't announce it until they get approval, is going to start April 15th. But even if it's May 15th or May 1st or whenever it is, it really doesn't matter. It's going to go for 60 days, and then the thing's going to go live. And what I can tell you is that Mary and Richard Amueto and their family are going to move to Osaka for 6 months, or between pre-launch and ambition. Don't plan on coming back to the United States in between. I was with them this past weekend. Tim and Sonia Devine, they're moving to Japan as well. Don't know if they'll come back before ambition, but they're fundamentally moving over there for 6 months. There are going to be a lot of leaders going in and out. I'm sure there are going to be some other people that are temporarily relocated over there for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever. But this is what I know to be a fact. We're going to put some huge numbers into the business in Japan. You know, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see meetings in Tokyo of 500 or maybe even 1,000 people pretty early on in this. Keep in mind that during the pre-launch, it's not going to cost anything to come into the business, and they're not going to get charged for their websites. They are going to have to put up a credit card or a debit card, so once we go live, they're going to have to pay for their websites. But their $75 fee, or the equivalent in yen, which is about 7,500 yen, and I don't know if that's the number or not, but the equivalent of $75 in yen is what it's going to cost to get into the business. They're not going to, no one that joins during the pre-launch is going to ever have to pay that. Okay, so it's going to be open enrollment, and even during the pre-launch, they're not going to have to pay for their website, so they will afterwards. There are going to be a lot of people that come into the business. There's going to be a handful of leaders from the United States, the Divines. Chris Chambliss told me he's going to try to make as many of the opportunity meetings as he possibly can. There's some key personnel from Ambit going over there, and they're going to be people like myself. I've got 8 days in April over there, 2 weeks in May over there. There are going to be people coming in and out that are going to be at the meetings. This is what I know, is if you've got even a dozen, which most meetings won't even have a dozen, if you've got a dozen people in the United States at those meetings, from the United States at those meetings, and you have 500 or 600 or even 300 or 200 people that don't speak English and speak Japanese, it's going to be really hard for everybody in the United States to say, oh, you know, text Richard or Mary or Tim and Sonia or me or anybody else that you know is over there and go, oh, I've got such and such coming to the meeting, and I told them come say hello to you. I mean, just the sheer numbers of it. If there's 10 of us at a given meeting and there's you know, 500 people that show up, that means we have to personally talk or meet, greet or whatever, 50 people apiece. It just, you know, it's word picture I'm trying to paint here is that ain't happening, okay? It's just that simple. So it's going to be a little bit different sending people to meetings in Japan than it is in the United States. Number one, primarily, because of the language barrier. I don't speak a word of Japanese. I learned one word of Japanese so far, Wakari Marsen. I don't understand, okay? I know a couple other, Konnichiwa, a couple other things, but you know, I don't plan on learning a Japanese. You know, I'm sure I'll pick up a little thing here or there or whatever, but I'm not going to Rosetta Stone and trying to learn Japanese, and neither is anybody else. So there's going to be a huge language barrier, but leaders will develop quickly there, okay? And bilingual leaders will be developed quickly there. Okay, so there's going to be this language thing going on. And then the other thing is just the ratio, as I'm pointing out, you know, 10 people to 500 people. I mean, how do you host everybody? How do you answer all the questions? You know, impossible. There's going to be controlled chaos is the way I see it, okay? So I want to try to set the expectation. I've already gotten a tremendous number of, you know, kind of championed, you know, the who do you know in Japan and who do you know that might know somebody in Japan. And folks, the results have been off the chain. I mean, you know, one person after another, I started doing that, and I've got 30 names to work with, and one person has gotten in the United States, and they're putting in such and such in Japan, and that person already has three or four people. I mean, story after story after story after story after story after story. And what I can tell you is that I can't handle it all. You know, it's I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to, you know, tell you anything, but the truth is, you know, when you do three-way calls in Japan, and I've done a bunch of them already, okay, now I've got a person that works for me that does the interpretation and everything, the bottom line is that if they're in the morning over there, they're late at night here, and if they're at night over there, they're early in the morning. So I've hung up from three-way calls at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and then turn right back around and have to get back on calls at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know. So the bottom line is that the amount of just man hours to handle what's going to happen in this tidal wave or tsunami of people that are going to come into our business and the leadership that's going to have to develop over there. I'm trying to get everything done so I can spend time and work my business over in Japan. I had a AMBIT weekend this weekend. I got another AMBIT weekend next weekend. I bought some tickets 8 or 9 months ago before I knew all this was happening. I'm with Chuck Chance and his wife. Can't wait to be with them. We're front row at a Tony Bennett concert in Sugar Land, Texas on Tuesday. We're back to the ranch this weekend. We're off to Cabo for the 5-star trip. I've got 2 trips to Japan in there. I literally just, Betsy and I just went over my calendar, and between now and June 1st, I'm home very few nights, handful of nights between now and June 1st. You know, so when you're keeping that sort of schedule and you're doing that sort of thing, the bottom line is that you can't be everything to everybody, and it's just not with me. You know, can you imagine Mary and Richard Amueto, 3 children, totally relocating an entire family from Frisco, Texas to Osaka, Japan. I mean, you got all the stuff you got to take care of your house here and how you're going to pay your bills and, people for repairs and, who's going to occupy your house, who's going to take care of the yard, all those things that you got to prepare for here. Then you've got to go into an environment that you're totally unfamiliar with, don't know where you're going to be staying, don't know if there's going to be towels, don't know if you're going to have this, don't know if you're going to have that. Bottom line is that, that just in itself, just the relocation is going to be something. And they're going there to build their business, I mean, we didn't talk about it this weekend, but let me tell you something. I'm going there to build frontline new people in my business. They're there to go help their support their group and build frontline people in their business. It's just unrealistic and quite honestly unfair to expect them, the divines, me or anybody, to go over there and build your business for you. There's three-way calls, there's going to be videos, and I know we don't have the tools yet, but you're going to have to plug into the system and you're going to have to use the tools. And there's not a person that's going to be over there that's not going to want to help you in your Ambit Japan business. With that said, I want to tell you why I think it's going to be different. Why the numbers are going to be overwhelming? Why is it going to be the way that I say it's going to be? I've already gone over, you got the language thing, so that's a big one. Sheer numbers of number of experienced people, particularly in the pre-launch, versus the number of people that are going to be getting into the business. Quick learning curve, got to wait for the Japanese leadership to rise up, being able to answer the questions. You got the explosive growth that's going to hit corporate, even though they've got, going to have multiple people in customer care and consultant support. That's going to be a whirlwind. That's going to be crazy. You're going to have this glitch, that glitch, and the other glitch. And, it's just going to, it's going to be so exciting. To me, the more challenges and issues we have like this, the more exciting it is. It's going to be like the Wild Wild West, except it's going to be in Japan. It's going to be exciting. But let me tell you the dynamics of why it's going to be exciting. The dynamics are this, and you've heard me say this on other calls. When we opened Texas, deregulation was 4.5 years old. We were in one state for one product, electricity, and there were vast population bases in Texas that were not deregulated. San Antonio, Texas, Austin, Texas, Amarillo, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, Brownsville, Texas, Beaumont, Texas. These are major cities, okay? All municipally owned. There were large areas of co-ops, Denton, Texas, north of Dallas, and huge area served by CoServe up there, major population base. We're going to go into Japan, 7.1 million consumers in Texas, 4.5 years old in deregulation when we opened, with multiple competitors, including Ignite, which is Stream Energy, which is a network marketing company. When we open up Japan, it's going to be 83 million consumers. We're going to have everything but Okinawa. Okay, we're going to have Hokkaido in the north, which we weren't sure whether we were going to have. Now, Ray Monty tells me, confirmed with corporate, that we're going to have Hokkaido, which is Sapporo. That's the northern island of Japan. We're going to have everything except for the island of Okinawa. It's on its own grid. I don't know what the situation is there, but it has something to do with post-World War II, and that's where all the U.S. military bases went, so it's a little bit different situation. Bottom line is we're going to have 83 million consumers. No holes, no cities, no co-ops, no area in that population base and those number of meters, residential and commercial meters, no holes whatsoever. It's the equivalent of having California, Texas, Illinois, New York, and Florida, day one in Ambit Energy, no holes. Every single consumer, you could sign up. Folks, if that would have happened in Ambit Energy US, we'd be a $6 to $8 billion company, not a $1.4 or $1.5 billion company as we sit today. If we get 7.5% of the market share, which is what it took us 11 years, a little better than 11 years to do in Texas. That alone is $5 to $6 billion in revenue in Japan because the bills are a little bit smaller there. Yeah, what I'm here to tell you is that you can go back in the archives. We lost the website at one point, so maybe some of these calls are gone, but you can go back in the archives on this Sunday night call 7, 8, 9 years ago and me talking about that we're going to be the largest direct selling company in the world at some point in the future. We're not, I think, number 13 or number 14 right now. We're in a handful of states. Everybody ahead of us has been in business over 50 years and is global in nature. Okay. Avon, I think, is 100 and some odd countries in the world. And folks, what I'm telling you is that the revenue in Japan, Ambit Japan, in very short order, 3 to 5 years, is going to exceed the revenue of Ambit US. And Ambit US is still growing nicely. They're going to continue to open up territories. States are going to continue to deregulate over that period of time. I'll be shocked if 5 years from now we're not doing electricity in the state of California. Don't know if it's going to be a fact, but I'd be surprised. There's 11 million consumers in the greater Los Angeles area alone in California, not to mention San Diego or San Francisco or Oakland or Fresno or Sacramento or all other major population bases in California. So my point is that our revenues aren't going to stay stagnant in the United States, but Japan's going to surpass it. And the reason is when I got in the business, I knew somebody that would have loved to have done Ambit, would have been huge in Ambit. They lived in Florida. They never gotten involved. They never have gotten involved. They might never get involved. Okay. Bottom line is that person would have joined day one if this would have been Japan, because they would have just gone to work. And so what's going to happen over there is going to be dynamically different than what happened in the United States of America. And let me tell you something else that's going to happen. And it's not going to take long for this to happen. You're going to have Japanese consultants sponsoring back into New York and Chicago and Dallas and Houston and other cities that we currently market in the United States. You're going to have Japanese consultants that are promoting in the marketing plan that are going to have U.S. consultants in the U.S. And it's going to go back and forth like a ping pong ball. I mean, what's going to happen? I can't tell you how big it's going to be. I just words just can't express how big I think this thing is going to be. Yep. There are people, there were a couple of people at the ranch, and they give you those sad puppy eyes and go, "But I just don't know anybody in Japan." Well, I'm going to say this again, too. I don't know a soul in Japan. Brian McCord does not one know one soul in Japan, but I know a lot of people in the United States of America. And I'm not talking about in the states that Ambit's in. And I know a lot of people that got my Ambit business that are no longer active. There's 100,000 plus of them, okay? Might be 200,000 plus of them by now. It's tens upon tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of them. Okay. I know a whole ton of people all over the United States of America. And I know a few people in Canada, and I know a couple of people over in Europe. I don't know a couple of people in Mexico. I don't really know anybody in South America or Australia, or I don't have big international connections because I've not traveled the world or ever been involved in any sort of international situation. But I've met a person here or there or whatever, have a relationship. They'd know who I was if I picked up the call phone. I'm calling them too. I mean, I don't care if they're in Russia. If they speak English, can understand what I have to say, I'm gonna ask them two questions. Who do you know in Japan? Who do you know that might know somebody in Japan? And folks, what's come into my life, what God has blessed Betsy and I with in the way of contacts, just asking those two questions is going to be life changing. I know this for a fact. And time will prove me out. You can take a recording of this. You can pull it back up 5 years from now, just based on what I see happening already. And we've got a lot of people that say, "Yeah, we're going to get in and we're going to do this. We're going to put this number in, that number in." I don't listen to all that. What I look at is I look at the trend. I look at the velocity. I look at the excitement. I look at the percentage of people that saying, "Yeah, I'm in and I'm going to do this thing." I look at all that and I say, "You know what? This thing's going to more than double my income." I mean, more than double my income. Now, it's not going to do it month one, or it's not going to do it at the launch or whatever. But, think about it. I've said this before. Commissions are a percentage, okay, of gross revenue of every company in the world. You know, Dell Computer. Dell Computer brought in $1 billion, and whatever their sales percentage is, 5% goes to sales commissions, you know, globally or whatever. That's a lot of money. I don't know what the percentage is for Ambit, but I know a certain percentage of the money they take in based on our commissions pays out in the form of commissions. Well, if we go from I'm just going to keep the math easy here, $1.5 billion company, I think we were 1.4 last year, but $1.5 billion company, if we doubled a $3 billion company, the amount of commissions paid out doubles. Okay? If we go to a $4.5 billion company, you know, it's triple what it is today. You know, what if we're a $10 billion company? What if we become a $15 billion company, which would solidly put us, okay, 10 times over what we are now, 10 times the commission? Well, theoretically, if I make $400,000 in a month, 10 times the commission, theoretically, and it's no guarantee of this, of course, because it depends on what code they come in and how many are in your seven levels and all that, theoretically, that's $4 million a month. You know, what I'm telling you is folks, we are going to be the largest direct selling company in the world, in my personal opinion. The amount of commissions that are going to flow out of Ambit Energy in the direct selling industry are going to be unprecedented. They're going to be unmatched. No one will have ever paid out as much money as we're going to be paying out in commissions, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years from now. And believe me, 6, 7, 8, 9 years from now, our international expansion will not have stopped on the great country of Japan. It will have gone globally, okay? It will have gone to multiple countries, and it will have gone to multiple states that we are not in now, with expansion inside the states that we're in now. Instead of having two states in the United States that we're totally deployed in, meaning that we've got all the incumbent areas and all the product offerings, we're going to have, you know, a dozen or a dozen and a half by then. You know, the ability to expand our consumer base, which today sits at a potential 75 million consumers, and with the opening of Japan, we're going to 83 million on top of that, more than double. Go open up another country, more consumers in the, you know, we started 11 years ago in the United States at 7.1 million consumers. We're at 75 million. That's a tenfold increase in 10 years. Okay, in 10 years, do you think it's not possible with Japan that we can do a tenfold increase in commissions, a tenfold increase in gross revenue of Ambit Energy? In other words, be a $15 billion company? You know, a couple of Success From Home magazines ago, was, you know, Chris Chambliss said, well, we're going to be a $6 billion company within a few years. Folks, that's a foregone conclusion. What I'm here to tell you is that this is going to be a $10 billion plus company in relatively short order. And the bottom line is, you have to ask yourself, how much of that pie do you want? You know, how much of that money do you want? And all I can tell you is if you have all the positive thought in the world and you don't do anything with that positive thought, you're not going to get your fair share. But if you'll take massive action and you'll listen to what I've been saying on this call over and over and over again, ask those two questions: who do you know in Japan? Who do you know that might know somebody in Japan? To the person on either side of you in the line at the grocery store, to the cashier at the grocery store, to the guy who helps you with your car, to anybody that comes within 3 feet of you, just say, hey, I know you don't know me, but let me ask you a question. Seem a little weird and kind of chuckle or whatever, but would you happen to know anybody in Japan or know somebody who knows somebody in Japan? And they're going to say something like, well, why do you ask? Say, well, you know, I'm with a company that was ranked by Inc. Magazine as the fastest growing privately held company, and we're in the utility business, and Japan just deregulated, and we're expanding into Japan, and I'm looking for some business partners, and there's a pretty good referral fee involved in it if you might happen to know somebody. That's all you have to do. Okay, what are you doing mechanically as you're getting the written list? that person hasn't even seen the business, you know, and the mechanics of how to build a sales and marketing organization, which I'll go over at Power Trip in nauseam, okay? And by the way, I'm coming back from Japan 2 days before Power Trip. I will spend 8 days in Japan prior to Power Trip. And, you know, if we launch on April 15th, I'm going to be there on April 15th. Whether we launch or not, I'm going in on a few days before that, and I'm coming back the Wednesday before Power Trip. And so I'm going to be able to tell you what's going on in Japan at Power Trip. But the bottom line is that I'm talking to every single person I know, okay? I just recruited the other night at a meeting at a person's house in Austin, Texas, somebody that I did not know, who is the CEO of a billion-dollar-plus Japanese corporation. He's the CEO of the North American division of that company. He's the number one guy, okay? He goes to Japan every single month and has for the past 17 or 18 years he's been with this company. I didn't know him, but I asked somebody, who do you know, who happened to know him, and he's getting an Ambit Energy. And he wants to know when my schedule is to go to Japan, because he's going to work his job during the day, and he's going to put me in front of people all night, and then when he's working his job the next day and all of his management meetings in Japan, he's going to have me in front of a whole bunch of people in Japan. Folks, I'm telling you, I asked one person, who do you know, had no idea they knew this person, and he goes, yeah, I know somebody, and because of busy schedules, me going, them going, whatever, we finally met this past week right before I went up to Pecan Bluff. We met on Wednesday night. The guy was excited. He's looking to retire in a few years. And bottom line is that, you know, he wanted to help my friend. And I think he's going to put a big number in Ambit Energy. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to get that lucky, you know, and there's a certain degree to luck to it. But I'd asked probably 500 or 600 people before I asked my friend those two questions. And I had a whole bunch of people say, no, I don't know anybody. No, I don't know. Japan, what are you talking about? Of course I don't know anybody in Japan. You know, I had all, you know, hundreds of those. But then I just asked the right person who happened to know somebody. I asked somebody else a question who said, well, let me look into it, who asked somebody else who's got somebody that's super high-powered that knows a ton of people in Japan. It was kind of the written list of the written list of the written list, and that person said yes, and everybody above them is getting into the business because they understand the potential of what 83 million consumers in a marketplace that's been deregulated for 1 year, where every citizen of the country hates the incumbent because of the nuclear meltdown. Folks, I'm just telling you, I could go on till midnight about how big this is going to be. And shame on you if you stick your head in the sand and go, oh, but Brian, I just don't know anybody in Japan. I'm here to tell you I don't know anybody in Japan either, but I know how to ask two questions, and I know how to get a smile on my face. I know how to chuckle. I know how to cajole. I know how to work it to get somebody excited once they do. I've got the jargon down. I'm rocking and rolling, and I'm not saying you got to go to Japan. You don't. You know, there's going to be plenty of infrastructure. You know, you don't need to go to Japan, okay? All you need to do is work locally, think globally, and get your business started in Japan. Now, how do you do that? You work like your hair's on fire in the United States and put as many people into the United States as you possibly can. And what I can tell you is you will end up in Japan someday. You will take your organization. I don't care if you're on this call and you're the only person in your organization. I don't care if you're on this call and you got 5 people in your group. I don't care if you're on this call and you got 50 people in your group. I don't care if you're on this call and you got 500, 5,000, 50,000 in your group. The bottom line is that your group will go to Japan if you'll do what I'm telling you to do. I'm going to say it one more time. We're going to close out the call, Bear, but I'm going to lend it with this. Guys, it's not my job to make you successful. As a leader, and you as leaders in Ambit Energy, it's not your job to make anybody else in Ambit Energy successful. It's only your job as a leader to give them the information so that they can make the business decision on whether they want to act on the information. In other words, instead of taking the positive thought of the call tonight, take massive positive action. And for those of you that act, my job will have been fulfilled. For those of you that don't act, yeah, but I just don't know anybody and I'm shy and I don't know if I can do that or whatever. My job's fulfilled too. I gave you the information. I told you what you needed to do. I've gone and done it myself. It's going to have a huge financial impact for me and my family. You can sit there and rationalize, well, Brian knows this one, or Brian's lucky with this, or Brian's lucky with that. Folks, there are people in this business that are going to blow away what I'm going to do in Japan, okay? All I know is I'm going to go get my little piece of it, you know? And that piece is going to be big enough to create generational wealth for me and my family. And it pains me to know that there's people on this call, people on the previous call, you're not going to come to Power Trip because you're going to rationalize how you can't afford it. And you live in New Hampshire, you live in New York, or you live in Chicago, and you know, it's just too expensive for you to come. That was a piece of advice given to you, a piece of advice given to you on this call. Information to make yourself successful, register for Ambition on the Whatever It Takes program, start working a written list, get your people registered for Ambition. There are going to be people on this call don't do that. And then who do you know in Japan? Who do you know that might know somebody in Japan? There are going to be a whole lot of people that aren't going to do that. My job's done. Gave you the information to make yourself successful. I know it's working because the calls that I'm getting and the testimonies that I'm getting are just, you know, Mary Yarrow had a major breakthrough. She's gonna change her kid's life off of the breakthrough she's had. You know, I can feel it in my bones. You know, same thing's gonna happen for Deb Burke. Same thing is gonna happen for so many people that are taking the positive thought of what's getting ready to happen and moving it into massive positive action. My job to give you the information. Your job to do with it what you see is best for you and your family. God bless y'all. Appreciate you. Looking forward to those that are coming to play on the Bluffs next weekend in Whitney, Texas with Betsy and I. Can't wait. If you would, Bear, open it back up and let everybody say good night.
Brian McClure, thank you for giving us the information. It's our job to execute on it. And I'm just looking forward to what's going to happen. I'm just looking forward to it. I've been doing what you've been telling me to do and what Tim Devine has said and Tony Procopio has said. And I know that there's a new system that we're going to have to learn. Let's learn it. Let's do it. So, folks, listen, I'm going to open up the lines and you can thank Brian McClure yourself. Get on that Power Trip so that you can get more information firsthand from people who have been over there and who are going over there. And then make sure that you register for our national conference. Here we go, folks. Let's make it happen.